There was no kindergarten in Illinois, so I started school in the first grade when I was 6. I was so worried for fear they would send me home, as my birthday wasn't until the 11th of September and you had to be 6 in September. I looked forward to swinging on the bars and the big swings. The teacher announced that no little girl could go on the ladders and swings unless she had black bloomers on. I had pretty white panties with blue ribbons in the lace that Mama had made for me. That day after school, she took me to the local dry goods store and bought black satin bloomers for me. Every time they were washed, they got a little greener, but I was happy. My teacher was so strict, Miss Guilford. The only spanking I ever got was for standing on my seat. She made me hold out my hands and stop them with a ruler. Mom was standing because she was so short she couldn't sit in the seat well, and the teacher failed to understand. We moved to Wheaton, Illinois in 1912, and we had electric lights and indoor plumbing. The bedrooms were upstairs. One bedroom had been converted into a bathroom. It was the only room upstairs with the heat, and we all made a beeline for the bathroom to get dressed, even my brother. We had a coal furnace. We had a telephone, but we had no ice box. So we got ice from the ice man, and a block of ice was put into the stationary tubs in the basement and covered with newspapers. A card was put in the window when we wanted ice, and we told how many pounds we wanted, such as 50. Red Grange, the famous football player, worked for our ice man, L.C. Thompson, in the summer and in high school, and later when he came home from University of Illinois. He went to high school with my sister, Carly. In the winter, there was a wooden box put outside in the kitchen window to keep things cold. We kids ran out to get the slivers of ice when the iceman came. We had our first Victrola when we moved to Carbondale, probably around 1923 or 24. It was an Edison. The records were about a quarter of an inch thick. It was in Carbondale I heard my first radio. It had earphones which had to be passed around. We didn't get a radio until we moved to Pena about 1930. It was a Philco, and Amos and Andy were a must for everyone. The first TV I saw was in Grand Blanc of the Bombax. It had a small round screen about 9 inches in diameter. My first plane ride was fairly early, but I don't remember the year. My sister Seal, my Aunt Helen, and I were swimming in Thompson Lake in Carbondale, Illinois, when a plane went over giving rides. We hurriedly got dressed and went to get a ride. Cost us a dollar apiece. An open cockpit, and we flew over the lake where we had been swimming. This probably lasted about 15 minutes. I didn't ride in an airplane again until Morris and I flew to Philadelphia to see Carmen and Linda in about 1972. Washing machine. We got our first washing machine in Carbondale around 1923. In Wheaton, Mother washed our clothes in a washboard in the basement. A wringer was screwed to the stationary tubs and was turned by hand. The white clothes were put in boiling water in the boiler on the stove. A broom handle was used to take them out. In the summer, Mom put them on the grass to dry so the sun would whiten them. Clorox was unheard of. Dad got our first car after the war. It was a Maxwell touring car, and I learned to drive on it. We had many flat tires in those days. The first talking picture was Al Jolson in Sonny Boy while I was at Normal, 1928. Wheaton College was 2 blocks from our house. There was just one building in the middle of a block, and we used to go there to ride our bicycles. Now it has a large campus. The Depression was a depressing time. Banks were closed, so I withdrew the money I had saved that winter teaching at Gopher Hill so that I could go to summer school. I kept it in a tin can in the basement. I went to Chicago a few weeks early to stay at my sister Lucille's place, and I put the money in a bank. The week before summer school was to start, the Stony Island Bank closed. I don't think I got more than $30 back when they paid us off. Carly loaned me the money to go to school. Pretty soon, no one could get a job. I waited in line all morning at the Board of Education office, and at noon they told everyone waiting to go home. I babysat with my little cousin Bob for $2 a week.